It is time for sports. Let's bring in Mike Kazi. Feeling better today, Mike?
Yeah, but I almost missed it. I hit the snooze button. I'm like, it's getting light out. What's going on? I looked at the clock. I'm like, holy crap.
Well, that's right. There's only two or three things really to talk about. One is, and it's too bad you were sick yesterday, because the Yankees did sign a left-hand pitcher yesterday.
Who'd they sign?
That kid we were talking about.
Which one? Keuchel?
No. Gonzalez or Goza, whatever it was.
Oh, Gio Gonzalez?
Yeah. They signed him yesterday. So, you had predicted that the minute you heard that about his arm, and that it didn't look good. So that really... What?
For who?
For, what's his name? Cerevino, when he hurt his
elbow. Oh, his shoulder, his rotator cuff, yeah.
And you were the first to say that you didn't think that he'd be back. As a matter of fact, I think you predicted that he's going to miss the year.
Yeah, I thought so.
Well, I think so because they signed this guy to it's a no-lose contract. You got to perform or you're out. So it's like a $3 million contract, which is nothing in Major League Baseball. But so they signed that. That's what he signed to. But now Betances has shoulder problems.
Yeah, he's shut down for a while too.
Well, that's just as well. he's dangerous.
Yeah, things are falling apart in Tampa.
Well, either he's really good or he's really bad. Betances, he's not a steady performer. He really mm-hmm. isn't. So, anyways. All right, what else? Those are the things that I wanted. We had the NCAA tournament start last night.
Trout. You missed Trout.
What about Trout?
He's getting $430 million for 12 years.
Well, he's one guy who you knew with the other guy signed that he deserved it.
Yeah, but they're locking him up a year early. They're not letting it get out.
They're smart because next year it would have been $500 and some odd million.
Could have been. Yeah, he's getting a ton of money.
Well, you know, he's the best player in baseball.
Yep. He deserves it. He don't dog it. He plays. He shows up every day.
And even though we think these salaries are way out of whack, if you're going to pay those other two guys that money, you got to pay this guy this money.
He's got to get more than them. He's better than both of them.
Yeah. So you can't blame him. That was a smart move to lock him up early. Because the prices never go down.
You don't want to get him mad. You want to get him done. They did the right thing by you. You got to do the right thing for them.
Yeah. So, all right, there's that. The NCAA had their 14 play-in.
Yeah, their fake game, right?
Colorado lost. Let's see here. Oh, no, Colorado beat Dayton. That's the NIT, pardon me. Let me get. Let's see. Where is?
Fairly
okay.
Ridiculous beat Prairie View.
Belmont defeated Maryland.
Yeah, and fairly ridiculous beat Prairie View.
Yeah. So, pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, stupid games.
Playing games.
Yeah, and these people consider that the start of the tournament. Not me. Thursday starts the tournament.
These
teams are sacrificial lambs.
Yeah. So.
I don't understand that one. How they're playing in for an 11 seed, not a 16. Yeah. I don't understand that one.
I tune into NCAA basketball when they get to the Elite Eight.
No, I'll watch it this weekend. This is the weekend that you see upsets.
Upsets, yeah. But that's when I really actually start watching it. When it's the Elite Eight. But anyways, who cares when I start watching it? So NCAA basketball is now going to be on 5 million channels all
over
the place.
Yeah, you got to figure out what channels where.
It's amazing.
TV, this TV.
It's all over the place. Every damn game will be televised.
That's all right. It should be.
I guess you're right. It should be, but it's all over the place. You can't get away from it. So, anyways, what else? What else is up in sports? Anything else up in sports, really?
No, that's about it. The Nets had a big win. They were down 25. They came back to win. So, it'll be interesting to see how they play in the playoffs.
I think, you know what? What do they got to lose?
Nothing.
Yeah, nobody expected anything from them this year. So you know what?
No. And you know what the funny thing about it is? If it was the Knicks, they'd be going berserk.
Oh, yeah. You're absolutely right.
But it's the Nets, so you don't get much ink.
Hey, big signing in the NFL yesterday.
Yeah, what's his name? Matthews went to the Rams?
No, the Washington Redskins signed Eric Flowers.
Who's that?
Think of the New York Giants. Think of the offensive line.
I can't. I don't watch them.
Okay. He was their top draft pick years ago. They gave him 4 or 5 years. He's the guy that caused more sacks on Eli Manning than anything else. He was terrible. He just never, ever, ever fit into the scheme.
I think Clay Matthews going to the Rams is a little bit bigger than that.
Oh, I'm just joking.
He's played a long time. He's beat up, but it's still Clay Matthews, and if he plays in a reduced role, he'll probably be real effective. So the Rams made themselves better.
Oh, I think they made himself a lot better. They go to him instead of a lot. They can go to him for clutch catches.
He's a linebacker.
Oh, that's right, Clay Matthews. I thought you were talking about, what's his name, the receiver. Man, never mind.
No, Clay Matthews.
Clay Matthews. Well, what the heck? Is there anything else here? There is not much else, really.
Nope, tournament starts. I don't know if there's any games tonight.
I don't think so. I think
it's Thursday.
Thursday. They get a travel day for the teams, the sacrificial lambs, to go where they have to go.
Yeah, there are two games tonight.
There are?
North Carolina Central plays North Dakota State in another 16-16 game, and St. John's plays Arizona State in another 11-11 game.
Okay. Those are exciting games.
Yeah, St. John's will go home after tonight.
Yeah, I think so, big time. All right, and there's no racing news yet or anything like that.
No, just that Santa Anita's not opening up now until next weekend again, so... Okay. Huh. 1 week before the Santa Anita Derby. How'd you like to have a horse running in that race?
I don't think so this year.
Might be a field of three.
I was going to say. All right. Hey, fix your alarm clock. I'm glad you got rid of your migraine, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Yeah, my alarm clock worked. I just hit the snooze button and went back into Z-land.
That's it. There's nothing better than that last-minute sleep.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
All right. Mike Kazi with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.